consequences may be disastrous to any foreign, untreated matter within her. Some signal will undoubtedly be given upon landing, although we have no means of knowing what that signal will be, and Sir Austin has pointed out that there can be no communication between that ship and her base until her generators have been cut. Since we will also be in hyperspace until that time, it is clear that the generator must be cut from within the vessel. Electrical and mechanical relays are out of the question. Therefore, two of our personnel will keep alternate watches in her control room to pull the necessary switches. I'm not going to order any man to such duty, nor am I going to ask for volunteers. If the man on duty is not killed outright, this is a distinct possibility, although perhaps not a probability, speed in getting back here will be decidedly of the essence. It seems to me that the best interests of the patrol will be served by having the two fastest members of our force on watch. Time trials from the Bosconian panel to our airlock are, therefore, now in order. This was Kinnison's device for taking the job himself. He was, he knew, the fastest man aboard, and he proved it. He negotiated the distance in 7 seconds flat, over half a second faster than any other member of the crew. Then,
"Well, if you small, slow runs are done playing, creepy mousy, get out of the way and let folks run that really can,"
Van Buskirk boomed.
"Come on, Wurzel, I see where you and I are going to get ourselves a job."
"But see here, you can't," Kinnison protested, aghast. "I said members of the crew."
"No, you didn't," the Valerian contradicted. "You said two of our personnel, and if Wurzel and I ain't personnel, what are we? We'll leave it to Sir Austin."
"Indubitably personnel," the arbiter decided, taking a moment from the apparatus he was setting up. "Your statement that speed is a prime requisite is also binding." Whereupon the winged Valantian flew and wriggled the distance in 2 seconds, and the giant Dutch Valerian ran it in 3. "You big, knot-headed Valerian ape," Kinnison hissed a malevolent thought. Not as the expedition's commander to a subordinate, but as an outraged friend speaking plainly to a friend. "You knew that I wanted that job myself, you clunker. Damn your thick, hard crust."
"Well, so did I, you poor, spindly little Tellurian wart, and so did Wurzel,"
Van Buskirk shot back in kind.
"Besides, it's for the good of the patrol. You said so yourself. Comb that out of your whiskers, half portion,"
he added, with a wide and toothy grin, as he swaggered away, lightly brandishing his ponderous mace. The run to the point in space where the vortex had been made was on schedule. Switches drove home, most of the fabric of the enemy vessel went out of phase. The voyagers experienced the weirdly uncomfortable acceleration along an impossible vector, and the familiar firmament disappeared into an impalpable but impenetrable murk of featureless, textureless gray.